Hello and welcome to the weekly FGM TV News Review. I'm Susan Mitchell. Here at FGM TV, we focus on news and programs that illuminate the truth of Falun Gong, which is also known as Falun Dafa. Falun Dafa is an ancient Chinese spiritual discipline that includes exercise and meditation. Its principles are based on Zhen Shan Ren, being true, good, and enduring, which is also translated as truth, compassion, and tolerance. The practice began in China in 1992 and quickly spread by word of mouth throughout the country. In 1998, a government survey concluded that the number of practitioners exceeded membership in the Communist Party. 1 year later, dictator Jiang Zemin began a brutal persecution that violates not only the Chinese constitution, but also international treaties signed by China. Our top story this week: two lawyers and a Canadian politician speak out in support of lawsuits charging Jiang Zemin with genocide and crimes against humanity. NTD TV recently interviewed Canadian Member of Parliament and Shadow Minister of Foreign Affairs, Stockwell Day, in front of the Parliament buildings in Ottawa. When questioned about his thoughts on the lawsuits charging former Chinese dictator Jiang Zemin with genocide and crimes against humanity, he said,
"It's important when individual freedoms and human rights are being violated. It's important that we use every means possible to bring that to the attention of the international community. And using this means of using a judicial means through the court process, that is a legitimate way. Leaders have to take responsibility."
From Ottawa, we move now to the office of Toronto lawyer Joel Etienne, who deals with immigration law and those who are claiming refugee status in Canada. Falun Gong practitioners in China have suffered tremendously for insisting on continuing to live their lives according to the principles of being true, good, and enduring.
It's a basic principle in law that you can't, deliberately, intentionally hurt people for nothing. That with power comes responsibility, and if you don't assume your responsibilities, if you don't protect people who are vulnerable, then the courts are going to make you responsible for that.
Last week, we reported that for the first time since the lawsuit against Jiang Zemin was filed in the U.S. District Court of Illinois in Chicago, the official Chinese news media ran the story that a Chinese leader had been charged in a U.S. court. Attorney Terry Marsh, lawyer for the Falun Gong plaintiffs, sums up.
"So I think that this lawsuit has been almost like a wake-up call to the people in China to realize that the rest of the world does not think it's okay to persecute Falun Gong. Everyone has the right to their spiritual beliefs and to follow their own conscience."
Moving now to Australia, where in mid-September, hundreds of Falun Gong practitioners from Hong Kong, Indonesia, Taiwan, New Zealand, Malaysia, the United States, and across Australia held a large march and rally in downtown Melbourne. They condemned the Jiang regime's persecution against Falun Gong practitioners and called upon the Australian government and people to show concern and support for the lawsuits filed in several countries. There were four colorful floats and many costumed participants and banners. At the rally, Australian Democrat Senator Lynn Allison offered her support and mentioned that Falun Gong practitioners have filed lawsuits with international courts against those who violated human rights. Practitioners in Melbourne also hosted a very large experience-sharing conference, where at least a dozen people spoke out about the things that have happened to them since they began to practice Falun Dafa and the ways they've been trying to bring an end to the persecution in China. Canada's Prime Minister Jean Chrétien will be traveling to China in October 2003 to meet with the leaders there. Hundreds of Canadian practitioners are converging on Parliament Hill in Ottawa to urge him to bring up the topic of the persecution of Falun Gong during his visit. They want their relatives released from illegal imprisonment and torture. Most of those traveling to Ottawa will arrive by bus and car. However, eight determined practitioners from Toronto are on their way by bicycle. Their journey began in Nathan Phillips Square in front of Toronto's City Hall. After a brief news conference in the square, they presented a petition to the mayor's assistant, circled the square a couple of times, and then they were on their way, with this music in their hearts and minds, the bike tour theme song. It's called Stand With Me. On the other end of the earth, lies fill the sky. In the land of my sister's home, freedom is paid for with life. To stay true, my family will not lower their heads. For this, they face violence, torture, and jail. I cross mountains and oceans for the love of my family, and fear not the dangerous shoals and crags, riding day and night with truth in my heart forever. Honest men, please be with me. Your powerful hands can help stop the lies. Kind people, please be with me. Your hearts help unite a family's flesh and blood. Come, come and join me. Let's say goodbye to darkness and welcome in the sun. Come, come and join me so all families of the world can return to their homes. Thanks for watching the FGM TV News Review. I'm Susan Mitchell. See you next week.